So what do you make of this 2021 cyber attack on our parliamentary council office? New Zealand, along with the US, of course, and the UK, laid out the charges that it was the Chinese. The Chinese deny it. International relations expert Geoffrey Miller's back with us. Geoffrey, morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
To be perfectly honest, I can't get excited about it to the extent that the Chinese spy, they hack, it's what they do, then they deny it. It is what it is, isn't it? Doesn't make it right, but it is what it is.
It is to an extent, Mike. And look, all countries really have spying and intelligence operations, including New Zealand. You know, it's an open secret. New Zealand is part of the Five Eyes and has significant spying capabilities targeting Chinese interests. So, yes, in some ways this is it's interesting because we are seeing the GCSB coming out of the shadows and putting this out there. It's always interesting when we get new information coming from our intelligence community because it doesn't happen that often, but it is not a surprise.
Does it bother you in any way that the UK and the US are going after sanctions? We aren't, and therefore we look weak?
I think if you look at the details of what the UK, the US and New Zealand all came out with, they are all quite different. And New Zealand's allegations are at a much lower level than what the UK and the US put out. I mean, the UK is alleging that China accessed the details of 40 million voters. The details are stored by the Electoral Commission. And also the UK and the US are also alleging that China's been on a campaign targeting dissidents, lawmakers, you know, people who are critical of China. I think they are quite different to New Zealand's case, where there was this this allegation of an attack on the Parliamentary Council office and the Parliamentary Service, but it was foiled at a very early stage and they never got any data. So I think there is a big difference there. And so we don't have, you know, we don't have the ability to place sanctions because we simply don't have the legislation. But I think also it probably wouldn't reach the threshold where we would probably want to do that either.
Yeah. Where do we go from here? Do we just, it just becomes a big elephant in the room and every time we engage with China, we just don't mention it and carry on swapping goods?
Well, there is the war of words. You know, China put out, the Chinese embassy put out a strongly worded statement yesterday calling them groundless and irresponsible accusations, etc. You know, there's all kinds of things that could happen. Winston Peters last week said that Todd McClay, the trade minister, and Christopher Luxon, the prime minister, were both going to be visiting China soon. I mean, those visits could be mysteriously delayed, for example. I think it probably will remain the elephant in the room, as you say. I think we'll continue our good trading relationship, $38 billion New Zealand dollars in two-way trade last year. It's a relationship New Zealand can ill afford to lose. I think for the most part we'll get past this. It will be awkward, certainly, but I think the New Zealand-China relationship is pretty strong overall and it's crucial for New Zealand, actually.
Exactly. Appreciate your expertise, Geoffrey. Geoffrey Miller, international relations expert.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.